is beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Great to be with you today here from Bible Home Church. You know, I've been thinking a lot about secret things of God, and I just decided to do a sermon series talking about the secrets of God. You know, there's a lot of people that don't believe God keeps secrets. You know, that's true that Jesus, everything he did openly and in public. He didn't try to hide anything. It's interesting, though, many of the things that he taught were not understood at the time. They're still not understood today. He said them openly. He didn't hide these things. He didn't meet in some little private room, some little chamber, and plot and conspire against the Romans or the Jews. And today, Christians don't meet in little secret conclaves and try to conspire against the government. You know, many people have asked me, Tex, do you think that the government might wiretap our phones and our internet? Well, of course, that would be unconstitutional, but I don't know that they don't do it anyway. But you know, the best thing to do is to lead a life that you don't have to be embarrassed about. You're not worried about. Now, don't get me wrong. Your civil rights should be respected, and you have a certain dignity that the government should give you. And I believe people have privacy rights. But nevertheless, it's pretty important, I think, to conduct your life in such a way that even if Big Brother were wiretapping, every word that you said, every deed was being looked at by some video camera and some men at some distant location, that you wouldn't be embarrassed. I think that's pretty important. And I've always said, well, let them do their worst. If they're determined to find out all these things, they're going to be pretty bored listening to me at home talking to Wanda about things. You know, let them just take their time if they're going to do those things and waste their money or whatever. There's nothing that I'm going to do that's criminal. Well, it might be criminal to the world, but it's found in the Word of God. We don't have anything to hide. You know, some years ago, I was head of Living Truth Ministries and had a IRS agent come, and he wanted to examine our philosophy and viewpoints. Boy, what an opportunity. That's one thing to examine your financial records, and we offer those up. But when the IRS says we want to examine your philosophy and viewpoints, I say, well, have at it. You know, there's nothing that we hide here, so what do you want to know? And the man wanted our different audio tapes and books and videos and everything that we taught. You know, as if we were like some secret cult or something, I guess. I like that. You know, he asked me, what authority did I teach these things by? And I said, well, let me read it to you here in the Bible. He said, oh, no, I don't want a sermon. Well, he asked me what authority, but he didn't want me to read the Bible to him. Well, I don't have any authority other than the Bible. What can I say? Well, so, you know, this is the way the world works as such, but we have nothing to hide. If you were to come to visit Bible Home Church, you'll find nothing here that, well, we don't have any secrets. Come to walk in my office, you'll see the you know, the picture on the wall, and you'll see the books that I have and everything. We don't do anything in secret. And everything that we do is on the air. The sermons that I preach, they go out over the whole world. If somebody wants to find out what Tex Mors is teaching. Just listen. It doesn't get any better than that, does it? Well, nevertheless, there are things that I teach that cannot be understood by the world. There are things that Jesus preached that no one is going to understand but his servants. We're going to talk about that over the next several weeks. And I'm telling you, this could change your life. It will mean so much to you. Oh, I'm going to talk about secrets. I like secrets. You know, you talk about these secrets that we're going to reveal over the next 3 or 4 weeks, and the world, their eyes will glass over. They don't even know what you're talking about. God has secrets. And I'm going to tell you how to know those secrets. Now, you don't have to be very smart. In fact, I would think that your education might be a limitation. I found that. You know, I've studied at a number of universities in the world. I find out that it's a great obstacle to me in my understanding of the Bible. Every college course I've ever taken, and of course I've taught for a few universities also, and I found that's a great liability to me. Sometimes I've had to unlearn everything that I learned just so I could understand the Bible. Isn't that a strange anomaly? Isn't that a weird thing for Tex Mors to say? I've had to unlearn the knowledge of the world so that I could understand the things of God, especially the secrets of God. And if I didn't trust in Jesus Christ, I would never understand his secrets. There are things that Jesus said that no one in the world except Christians could ever understand. I'll just give you one here. We're not going to talk about that during this series, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit later on. Did you know that Jesus Christ, while he was on the cross, identified certain animals that you were to look for in the last days? Yes, he did. The lion, the dog, the bull, and the unicorn. He said, Tex, you are going nuts. Yes, I am. Well, just read it. Read it in Psalms. Read chapters 23 and 24. Read 23 and you'll find out what I mean. That's right. Jesus on the cross mentioned four animals. Read it and you'll be shocked. But the world will never understand anything like that. Well, I didn't mean to get off track, my friends. It's just that the Word of God is so exciting with all of its secrets and mysteries. And you can't get enough education from the world to understand the Bible. You know, that's why so many people don't see a problem with the King James Bible. They say, it doesn't really matter what Bible you use. That's like saying, you know, you're going to have a brain operation, and it doesn't really matter what instruments the doctor uses. Why, he could use a chainsaw or a penknife or a screwdriver. Or he might use a jackhammer on your brain. It doesn't really matter what tools the brain surgeon uses on your brain when he operates on you, does it? Well, I think if you went into the brain surgeon's office and he was going to give you a little briefing on how he was going to carry out his operation, and you saw on his shelf all of his tools, and you saw a jackhammer and a chainsaw and a claw hammer, you could become a little bit alarmed. Ooh. You're not going to put those in my sensitive, fragile brain area, are you? He says, oh, well, it doesn't really matter what tools I use. It's all the same. We're all going to get there. Boy, you would probably jump up from your chair and run as fast as you could out of that office. I know I would. A lot of people think that's the same way the Bible operates. It doesn't really matter what it says as long as it says on the front cover Bible. Doesn't matter if it's NIV or NSV or RSV or ASV. They're not all the same, my friends. And some of them take the jackhammer and the clawhammer and the chainsaw approach to God's Word. And they just cut it all up and mangle it. You don't want that. I like a fine instrument. I like something that's like a surgeon's scalpel. Very carefully designed, intricate, every little word, every piece of punctuation set in place so delicately, so it all fits together and operates like a smooth, well-oiled machine. That's my Bible, the King James Bible. Well, we've got some beautiful music for you. It's always beautiful music here on Bible Home Church. The Blackwood Brothers have a beautiful song. Did you know that Jesus bought your soul? You don't own your soul. You've sold it. It's gone. Or should I say, he's just keeping it for you, and and it's going to be here forever. Well, not here, but he's got a place for it. He's got a mansion for your soul. Here are the Blackwood Brothers. And then we're going to begin right away with The Secrets of God, our messages for the next three or four. Today, part one. And now the Blackwood Brothers.
There's a cross for everyone to bear, but there's a heaven for each soul to share. There's a place in heaven waiting me. I got it through his death at Calvary.
Each drop of blood.
Things about Bible prophecy is that we have the opportunity, the magnificent opportunity, to understand secrets of God. Secrets that are revealed only to those who know God and follow His commandments. Secrets that the world could never know because they are veiled in such a way that man's mind simply cannot decipher the hidden codes, the veiled meanings, the amazing covered secrets of God. But they are there, so rich,
so unfathomable to the world, and yet they're like a woven tapestry of understanding to those who love the Lord. You know, this is something that is simply amazing. It doesn't matter what your education is. You can have PhDs from Harvard and Yale and Princeton. You can have the most fancy letters that follow your name when you sign it to indicate all of your intellectual brilliance according to man's educational institutions and credit. But listen to me. Unless you know the secrets of God, really what you know is very puny. I don't mean to be critical of man's knowledge, but it just doesn't go very far. I have a saying, one that gets tired of it all the time. You know, what that man or woman knows can be put in a thimble. And that's I guess I'm just a judgmental old cranky character, but you know what that means? Well, you know, the sowers know what a thimble is. It's just a little bitty thing that goes on your finger and it helps them when they sow. And I remember in the old days, before they had all these fancy sewing machines with all their, they've got everything now, computer-controlled sewing machines with little computer cards that are put in and everything. But back in the old days, you know, they used to take a needle and thread, and they'd have to have a thimble in their hand or on their finger so that this little bitty piece of metal, sometimes it was plastic later on, but in the early days it was always a little, you know, silver-colored piece of aluminum or metal, and made sure that they didn't stick the needle in their finger. It was just a little protective cover for your finger, for your pinky. Well, a thimble. And you know, you couldn't put very much in a thimble. People used to talk about a thimble of oil, a thimble full of oil. That would only be, you know, just a tiny, not even a quarter of an ounce probably. Well, that's about how much most men with PhDs know. I taught at the University of Texas at Austin for 5 years, and I knew a number of professors, instructors, and so forth there. There were 1,600. This is a huge university. Just professors and instructors alone, there were 1,600. That's enough to make up a small town of people. 1,600. And let me tell you, what all of those men and women knew could be put in a thimble. Compared, now see, I'm not being critical, I'm comparing it to the secrets of God. You know, men try to keep secrets, but they usually fail pretty miserably. Oh, I know the Illuminati have kept secrets for a long time, but we've been exposing those secrets here at Power Prophecy for many years. Makes the Illuminati and the establishment pretty angry when we do. And I believe God causes people to send us information and knowledge here so we can keep you informed. You say, well, Tex, that sounds braggadocio. That sounds boastful. Well, listen to me very carefully. No, it's not. Because God will always reveal things to his prophets, to his people. And the Bible says that in the last days, the wicked will do wickedly, and none of the wicked will understand, but the wise shall understand. Daniel 12, verse 10. That's a promise from God. And if God gives a prophetic promise, he's going to keep it. So you're going to understand the events of the last days, but of the wicked, none of them will understand. That's why when you go and try to speak sense to people today out in the world, they think you're nuts. I mean, the whole world is a Looney Tunes insane asylum, and it's being run by the prisoners, by the inmates. You and I that know the secrets of God are the only one that make any sense. We're the only one that has the solutions to problems. People just don't know what's going to happen today. They're so afraid of terrorism. They're so afraid of diseases, plagues. They're so frightened because their children are killing each other in the schools. And crime is rampant everywhere. And no one understands the solutions. But I do. And no doubt if you follow God, you do. But they don't want to listen to your ideas, your answers, your solutions. They even think that you must be prejudiced. You must be a hater. You must be a wacko. You must be a nut. Because, you see, you have such a much broader vision than they do. Because you can see a panorama of things that the world can't see. And let me explain that. You, listen to me, my good friend. You, if you know Jesus Christ as Lord, you will understand secrets. I do believe God gives us secrets. And He causes people to tell you and me things that nobody else will ever hear. And if they did, they wouldn't understand anyway. Now, we're going to go over some secrets today. I want you to be very pleased with what God is doing in your life. I want you to understand the power of God's secrets today. We're going to talk about the secrets of God today. I think this could be one of the most important radio programs you've ever listened to. I don't know if you will have ever heard these things before. Most pastors don't talk about secrets. Most pastors don't understand the immense power that, the reservoir of power that God puts in the heart of a Christian. And thus they squander the power. Their so-called Christianity lacks the power of God. You know, God said that in the last days, and they are lukewarm, and God will spew them out of His mouth because they are so lukewarm. They don't know. They don't understand. They don't care. They're apathetic. But I want you to avail yourself of the full power of God. How do you do it? Well, first of all, you humble yourself and understand that you are nothing without God. But with God, all things are possible, and especially because God knows the secrets of everything. You know, our scientists, our mathematicians, they're working desperately to unravel the secrets of the universe. Oh, they've done great things with DNA and cloning and the secrets of the atomic bomb and all of... I mean, it goes on and on, the fantastic secrets of medical science and new discoveries. But these are so minuscule and pitiful compared to the secrets that God could reveal to people if we just got in on His wavelength. That sounds a little New Agey, doesn't it? Getting in on God's wavelength, His vibrations, I guess some of the New Age would say. But let me tell you something. The Bible calls it very simply. Oh, the New Age talks about vibrations and good vibrations and karma and all that junk. You know, there's always a little bit of wisdom in the devil because that's how he deceives people. He sends a little bit of wisdom and then, of course, he wraps you up in the enigma of ungodliness. Here's what the Bible calls it, the mind of Christ. We're to pray to have the mind of Christ. Can you imagine the immense power that would give a man or a woman if they had the mind of Christ? It won't make you Christ. You'll never be Christ. Believe me, you'll never be God. But if you could get in tune with God, in other words, you humble yourself, debase yourself, get on your knees and ask God to give you understanding and wisdom. Explain to God. He's your friend anyway. He's listening to you. Tell Him you understand. You know that you are really unable. You're incompetent on your own. You're inept. You really can't even function. But ask God to give you His secrets, His knowledge, His understanding, His capabilities. He's not going to make you God. I mean, you're not going to sit on the throne with Him. But I may tell you something, my friends. He is so powerful and so mighty, so almighty. If you could have 1/1000th of a percent of the mind of God, can you understand what that would do to change your life? I don't know how much that would be. I mean, mathematically, I don't even know if you could even retain that much knowledge and understanding in your brain. I don't think our brains are made. If God began to infuse them, they'd probably, with just a tinsy bit of His knowledge, they'd probably blow up and explode. I don't think they're even made to retain the knowledge fully of God. We could never even understand those things. But if you could just get a pinch of understanding. Well, secrets. What does the Bible tell us about secrets? You know, in the book of Daniel, which is, I think, a fantastic book of prophecy, we find that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had a dream. Secrets were revealed, but he didn't understand them. took a man of God to tell Nebuchadnezzar about those secrets. And then he called for Daniel. They said, well, there's one guy. Maybe he could do it. So Nebuchadnezzar called for Daniel. Daniel said, you know, in so many words, yes, I know. You had a dream, a vision. And Daniel says this. He says, the secret which the king hath demanded, cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king? Hey, the king has, everybody's got astrologers, magicians, soothsayers. Can't these people show you what the secret is of your dream? Said Daniel. Well, obviously the king said, well, I'm afraid not. These fools can't tell me anything. Oh, they told him all kind of things, I'm sure. Oh, great king, we will reveal to you the secrets. But the king knew that's malarkey, that's baloney. You people don't know anything. I think God probably put that in his heart. Every once in a while, God will put it in a man's heart to have understanding. This king wanted understanding, and he knew he wasn't getting the kernel of the secret. Now, Daniel said something next that was astonishing. Listen to this. This can change your life. He said, but. Now, friends, when you come up against the world, and they think they have answers, but none of them make any sense to you, listen to what Daniel says. He says, but. Remember the buts, my friend. Something good in the Bible could be coming next. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets, said Daniel, and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. You've listened to all these other people. They couldn't tell you, could they? They couldn't explain the secret. They have no real discernment and understanding. But God in heaven is the one that reveals secrets. And he will make it known to you, O king, what shall be in the latter days. And then he went on to talk about the dreams and the visions that he had as he lay upon his bed, the great image that he saw, and all of the things that it meant. And how the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. And that's Jesus Christ. the stone that the builders rejected. It will fill the whole earth. That's Daniel chapter 2, 27-35.
Please tune in to Bible Home Church next week as Pastor Mars continues his fascinating series on The Secrets of God.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.